Father in heaven, we so thank you for this special day. We thank you for your divine goodness. Oh, for your wonderful mercies, your great love, your great pardon that you forgive us. Father, we thank you that you're so interested in our lives, in our personal walk, that you wish for us to be as that son, that daughter, that actually knows you in that intimate way that only we, each one of us, can know you. Father, such a privilege, because I realize that I'm very like eggshells, just fall apart real easy. Father, I know that you're my strength. And after today, I really realize that you taught me a lot. And I pray that you'll speak to your people this night in a very special way. Lord, I pray that you'll speak with love this night in such a wonderful way. I just pray that you demonstrate your strength, your love, your ability to touch lives, that they might be changed, the old man into a new man, a new woman, and we might do thy will in these bodies that we have, these bodies that are so immature within themselves, with you, we're more than conquerors. Such a drastic difference takes place when we just quit warring against the one that loves us. When we will finally give in, say, Lord, let me just follow you. And we really, Father, help us not to try to project ourselves as a mighty oracles when we're really not where we should be. Father, you want to speak to our hearts and you want to touch us. You want to put us in heavenly places while we're here upon earth before that day when we go home. You want to bring us to that livelihood of your glory, that rest, that peace that's so wonderful, so dynamic in thy love. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we see the importance of that spirit of love that realms in so many of our lives, that some of us haven't not got into that area of really moving through the Spirit of God. And Father, we just pray that you touch your people in a powerful way this night. Father, this night I pray that you'll speak to your people with simplicity. Your word declares that in Romans the 12th chapter, we might preach with simplicity. And Father, this night I pray that you'll speak the level that your people will understand what you're speaking about, where you're coming from and where you're going to. And Father, we just pray that you'd move mightily. I pray that you'd bind all hindering powers, all doubt, all unbelief, and help us to have that belief in you this night in a very special way. Help us to grow in trust. And Father, your word declares that David and really the patriarchs of the Old Testament, it was because their faith justified them. And faith is, you showed me this day, faith is what brings us to that place of justification. It's because we have that, through the power of the Spirit of God, we have that faith in you that all things are possible, and that just gladdens your heart. That makes us have a good day. And Father, we know that you appreciate us when we truly trust and believe that you're able to make up better sermons than we are. You're able to talk better than we can talk. You're able to do things for us that we're limited in our own resources, our own humanistic characters. We cannot perform the work that you've given us to do. But with your Spirit, we're more than conquerors through you, which loves us. And Father, I just pray that you'd speak mind this night. I pray that you'd bring those areas out that you showed me just a little while ago to life this night. And Father, I look for you, for your blessing this night. I look to you for your total. I pray that you'll do something tonight that you've never done before. I pray that it'll be mighty this night. I pray that it'll move mighty in a mighty way. Father, I'm believing for big things every time we come together. I claim and believe for mighty, mighty, wonderful, glorious things that's going to set people free. The truth shall set them free. And when you move upon it by your Spirit, I believe that you're going to do great things through this word. It's not by accident this night's taking place, because you've ordained this by your supernatural power. And Father, we just pray that we'll relax this night and let you take over. And Father, I just pray that you'd bind all the hindrances and set us free in such a powerful way. And I pray that we'd be so yielded to your Spirit that you will have dominion over all areas this night, that you'll speak heartily to the people throughout this land, that your voice will go out throughout the world this night, speaking of thy glory. of what you have for us. And I praise you this night. I thank you, Lord, for that wonderful love. Oh, for that wonderful feast. And Lord, I thank you for Jesus, that wonderful name. That Jesus, that wonderful, 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 wonderful name. That Jesus, in all names, every name, that name is above higher. That name, all ones will bow in that name. And all power is given in that name. And Father, you've given the church the name of Jesus for that special phrase as we pray, as we seek thy face, that all things happen to thy glory. And you bind the hindering powers. You loose your spirit in such a wonderful way. And Father, we thank you for the infilling of the Holy Ghost that's real. We thank you for your spirit that's so special, so needed in this last hour to demonstrate your works. Because he lifts up Jesus. He lifts up the glory of God. And Father, we thank you, oh, for the Holy Ghost this night. We thank you. We see, receive power. And Lord, I want people to know that's where my power comes from, through you. It doesn't come in anything that Brother Freedom knows. I don't know nothing, but I know through you, your word declares that we're more than conquerors through you which loved us. And Father, there's not really a lot said about the move of the Spirit. It's something that we have to learn. You've given us that place to come in, and you'll fill us. You'll set our hearts on fire. Oh, hallelujah, that we'll not no longer be lukewarm, but we'll be on fire. We'll be a vessel of praise. We'll be a vessel of honor, suited up for your glory in these last hours. We'll have your Spirit upon us, that we'll speak, thus saith the Spirit of God. And Father, I just give you praise, I give you glory, I give you honor, and I thank you this wonderful night, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Praise you, the Lord. We serve a good, wonderful, 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 big God. So glorious. So wonderful. Isaiah, the 59th chapter and the 19th verse. I'm going to start off with this first part of this, and then the center part is basically when it picks up. But I'll tell you when that happened. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, which is the east. Now this is where it starts. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Oh, that's really, you think about it, what's taking place in the area that we're living today. We're seeing heartaches. We're seeing sorrows. We're seeing manifold disappointments. We see these things that cause many to quit serving the Lord, that's too hard for them. Many, I've seen pastors, bless their hearts, have just quit. God doesn't want us to quit. There's no retirement for Christians. You know, when you get 65, that's just time you need to go get suited up, because God wants to use you. I'll let you know tonight, God's put in my heart. That's why we go through some things. It's because he wants it that way. He loves it that way. And we've got to respect his wishes to have his glory, to have his best. We got to respect his wishes. Sometimes that's where the trouble is. We don't respect his wishes, so we don't do all things. As we're not, obedience is better than sacrifice. But a lot of times we're not obedient because the sacrifice is too great. We want to have our own way, and we want to have God. We want to have everything. But God says, hey, leave it my way, kids. I'm your heavenly Father. I'm the one that loves you. I'm the one that knows all about you. Because when I help you, you're going to have longer life. It says in 91st Psalm, with long life, I will satisfy thee and show you my salvation. With long life, he wishes for us to live a good life with the Spirit. Sometimes we shorten our life because of the things that our behavior before the time, even after we accept Jesus, our behavior is like my dog's astray or a cow that strays off and gets in trouble. So many times we're living a half-hearted life for many years of life. Hopefully we come back to the Lord. But in that time, that period, we like to say, you sow your oats. But some of those oats, there's a cost. If you get out here and steal, you're going to have to pay for it. If you take tobacco, you're going to have to put up the cost is going to be. If you're sick, whatever we do, there's a cost. And there's a cost also serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And that cost tonight, I believe that God is going to show you with his Spirit that why all of us go through things we should think about. The things that, why do I go through these things? Here, I've been a Christian for so many years. Lord, why am I facing this? Well, here tonight, I believe that God's going to show you and help you to give you that insight that He's so ever cares. That He's in all these situations. My old brother, he's facing death. And Brother Freedom can't seem to pray that prayer. Because I'll let you know why. Hopefully. But that's some of the things that we've got to rejoice. He's holy. His decisions are beyond any of our... When He says something, it's because He knows. He wants it for our betterment. He wants it for our uprising, an upraising. We rise also with our upraising when we raise ourselves up to a level that we can enjoy what He's given to us. That we can enjoy that heavenly pardon. When He takes away those sins and you don't have to worry about those sins no longer. What a glorious, glorious, glorious reign that you don't have to be plagued with those old sins. Those old habits, those old disgusting things that used to come in your mind, all the old, the troublesome things that causes you trouble, to lose your temper, all the things that takes place, and when God takes that from you, what a lifting, it lifts the burden off of you. Pretty soon, your blood pressure goes way, way down, because the other way you're so tied up, and things that you see every day, because we're keyed up like vessels trying to explode. Christians. I've seen pastors, bless their heart, I've even told them, I says, let's pray this through. And they said, no, we're not going to pray it through. But that's the way a lot of people are. Praying through is the answer. In all steps of our life, when we start off with infancy, we need to pray through. We seek God, we pray through. We need to pray that prayer of faith, basically, every day of our life, that we might warrant His glory. Warrant His something that He continually, He sees that whatever He says is going to be accomplished at His will. He don't get, God does. His gifts are without repentance. So when He gives you something, it flourishes, goes on, even if you decay. That's why we've seen some people that's had great callings, and they even got bound by alcohol, and they did some things to the Lord. But you see, in the Bible, it happened too. Like Saul, he prophesied. But then he had troubles. But it's that way through the Spirit of God. God helps us to grow. Tonight I pray that God will open your eyes to see that He has a calling in each one of us. A special place. And that special place, only we can fulfill what God's calling us. You know, I disagree with a lot of people that know the calling of God's people. Because I positively, and I don't get it from the Lord in any place, He does the calling. So when we try to put a person in such a, we're putting a hindrance upon them that they're not called into, and they may stumble because we're calling. The calling's without repentance. That means when God does it, it's sealed. It's done. You better finish. It's just like many times with Jonah. God called Jonah to go to Nineveh. He kept that call. Jonah, you're going to go to Nineveh. But Jonah says, well, I'll go see about that. I'll go over to Tarsus. I'll go up and get me a ship. And pretty soon he goes, he does his way. He has his way. But you know, God has a way in the storm. God has a way when we get up. God can move us, steer us so easily. When His hand's upon us, out there tonight, if God's hand's upon you, don't. Just surrender. And God can bless you. God can encourage you. You know, don't get like that one that you can't turn. Because we've all gone the wrong way. When we meet Jesus, which is so wonderful, when you meet Jesus at a turnaround, we become a new creation. Oh, hallelujah, what a beautiful thought. Just a wonderful thought that God has a reason for the season. And we're living the time that Jesus is coming back. We believe through the clouds of glory because of Jesus said, it's needful that I go away. He says, I'm going to send the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, which they came, the early church, and we've had the Holy Spirit for a while. But Jesus said, the last days, perilous times shall come. There's going to be earthquakes, divers, troubles, the things that we're plagued with on earth, the things that God says is going to be, is coming to pass. I see them every day manifest themselves in the weather channels, and those are things that you can really see what's happening. And I see, I guess tonight, that New Orleans is flooded out again. And so problem after problem after problem after problem. You know what happens to insurance companies when they can't pay all the things? Insurance companies what run America, basically. They got a big part of America, and when they can't pay off, and we can't pay off, it puts us in a place, a label that says, I don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going on, but God knows what's going on. And the heritage, before we lose that note, God knows the hour that's here tonight. There's a theme in the Bible that Lord related to my heart in a very special way, because God has called other people in the past ages, and it's the way he's going to call us today. And Gideon was a very special young man, and they said, and it says Israel was plagued with people that had them in captivity at that time. It's like, it says like grasshoppers, and out there there's so many of them. And so, God sees the reason to use a man. I hope this touches you, because it did touch me so wonderful. God uses things to touch us men or us women. There's causes why we go through certain things. We'll take Gideon, because he's the one that God's speaking about. But the angel appears to Gideon and says, oh, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon says, who? He says, you. Sometimes we, as all God's people, we don't figure that we're that candidate to God to call, because we feel it's someone else, so more eloquent, it's more, so more spiritual. All, we have great reasons why we wouldn't go to Africa, or we wouldn't go other places, or we wouldn't feel comfortable if God would call you. This message is going to someone tonight. We feel uncomfortable when we feel like God's calling us to a certain call, myself included. We get that uneasiness. We don't know whether he's going to send me to China, whether he's going to send me like Jonah down the sea. We don't really know. But God literally wants to position each one of us in this hemisphere by his anointing. He literally wants us to come to that place. We can say, Lord, send me, Lord. Let me be that vessel that you could use. Help me to defend this land. Whatever you want me to do, I wish to be it. But that's the part that many of us cannot do. We can't yield to the Spirit of God. So many of our places have made it easier on them and said, well, you really don't have to do anything. You can just come in and sit. But God's really not, he doesn't really think so well of that. God thinks for a personal touch for each one of his children. Now, if you're a child of God, God really wants to have a influence your life in a very vital way, a very powerful way, and a very direct way. Gideon, going back to Gideon, Gideon was really thinking. He said, well, he says, we know how he went to fleeces and that. And he said, he passed up and how they put the wool down and it was wet and vice versa both ways. But then it comes down to the place that Gideon has about 30,000 men, which is a pretty good size army. It's not big. But God says, hey, Gideon, you got too many people. Now, see, that's the way we are. We say, well, you know, I'll do it, Lord, as long as there's a lot of people with me and a lot of, you know, if you just make it easy for me, but the Lord says, no, I want you to stand strong. You know, it's like myself, and I'm going to start break off right now because it'll make it tie in better. You know, God called me some 30 some years ago. When he called me, I was real strong. Never sick. Always happy. All these things it took, I thought, to make a good soul winner for the Lord. God says, hey, got too many people in your camp. Too many people, you're too well. You know, I gotta make this thing balance up. Ooh, I feel the glory of God. You know, when I was well, you know, I could work many hours and toil long days and pray and pray and pray. And the Lord says, I'm going to give you a little handicap. You know, the last couple of years, all over here, I don't even know. I faced death about 3 or 4 times this summer. And it's never been easy. God says, hey, I am more than a majority. I'm going to go farther. You know, in my business, when it started, I would have worked many years for a dealership. And boy, it just went my way. I didn't know tonight. I've been in the will of God all the way through, but I didn't know it. Lord, see, he had to break me down. Get me to the place where I still had to trust him, where it wasn't going well. You know, when it was going well, it's sort of easy. You know, when you got, you know, you got your big church, you got everything going. I mean, you got numbers, you got paid, you got all the money you need, you got super cars, you got all the abundance of glory. You say, well, it's all well. And just like Job, Lord said today, just like Job, Job went through it by himself. God speaking these last hours for those will go with him, basically, in his closeness, in his calling. God allows married couple to move together. So this only, but there's still, he calls even married couples. God's interested where we are. And it's easy. Because I don't think that you'll all out there have the calling that God's put on my heart because he's coming soon. But you better be prepared because he's coming very soon. And you will never have to probably go through what Brother Freedom has went through. But I learned. My business wasn't nothing I did. Fell apart. I owed probably $70,000, $80,000, $100,000. A lot of people would just give up. The Lord says, no, you're not going to give up. You're going to pay back every farthing, every penny against you. And I didn't even know it, but I paid it. The Lord says, you're bigger, so I can't use you unless you fulfill this for me. So I started seeing there's a growth that takes place for callings. You know, out there, sir, you may think that you're really high and mighty, but you may not be so high with God. God is your level. And it really doesn't make any difference what your pastor thinks about you, your overseer thinks about you, what your congregation thinks about you, but it's what God thinks about you. And you people out there, the same way for you, it's what God thinks about you. You think that you can cover up the Holy Ghost and treat him shamefully, and God's not caring? God wouldn't be a caring God if he wouldn't lift up the Holy Ghost. God is going to hold his power. God's here to help us. Please don't go against the Holy Spirit no longer. I beg of you tonight. God wants to keep you for heaven. Your life is worth more than all the properties you own, worth more than all the success of your church. Whatever you have, it can go down to the gross, but your life is valuable. Your life, sir, tonight is very valuable. It's been paid in full by Jesus, been paid by God's own, the giving of his only son, that we might receive atonement for our problems that we face through this life and have the grace of God upon us till the remainder of our time while we're here, even after we've spit on God, even after we've cheated God, even after God's forgiving. He will forgive us this night. Well, I need to go on a little bit now. But that's sort of the category that we're getting in, going back to Gideon. Gideon was going to face an army with a handful of people. It said they would like the grasshoppers. So Gideon was probably out, man, not in those days, I guess they had 300,000 army. In the old days they had some big, big lot of warriors. But God says, Gideon, take those that are afraid, for those are fearful. Tell them to go home. So this 37,000 army dwindled down, 22,000. Left 10,000. So Gideon said, the Lord says, now, still too big. Gideon says, well, that didn't mean enough generals. I mean, enough lieutenants and all the officers. I need more than 300 officers. The Lord says, no, it's too big. The Lord spoke to my heart this day so clearly. This will fit everybody in America. When God uses you, sometimes you're too big. God's got to get rid of all the extra troops, like me. My health. God says, that's too big. I want you to serve me when you got to pray for it. I'm going to use you when you got to believe for it. I didn't realize that the Lord told me today, he says, you pray for other people, but you can't get healed yourself. But that's the way God is. Jesus the same way. He says, Jesus, pray. Oh, you can call down 10,000 angels. Why don't you Jesus says, not my power. We got to learn to move in the Spirit. The Spirit is the reason. The Spirit of the Lord was with Gideon. The Spirit of the Lord changed the heart of Gideon. Says, I think the Lord's right. I know He's right because I believe Him so powerfully that I'm going to go His way. And that's what we got to do as God's people. We got to change our tactics. Our tactics is knowing Shameless. Our tactics is believing in Him. When I faced the summer, I didn't tell him, but every couple of nights I thought I was going home. I should have known I wasn't because the Bible says that when He do, you know, He'll send His angels. But I said, Lord, I fear no evil for Thou art with me. But I've had to come to the place for my breath that I used to love so mightily. I have to seek God every day to give me enough breath to live. But God says, you're more than conqueror. You're more than powerful. Because this is for a short term. Whatever you have to give to God, it's worth it. Out there tonight, it's not worth it having your own way. It's not worth it cheating. It's not worth it doing what you wish. God wants you to get rid of some of your army. God wants to get rid of some of your idols. That boat. That airplane. Whatever it is, an idol, it's better to make it to heaven than have it and lose staying away from heaven. Jesus even said it's better to have one less arm, one less eye. Seek ye first His kingdom, and then all these things shall be added unto you. But I didn't realize tonight, I didn't realize till God started speaking to my heart, why that I went through all of these areas I went through. And you can probably ask the Lord the same thing, but God will show you the same thing. It's for your growing. You have too much help. Natural help. You don't need natural help. You need God's help. You don't need no natural help. Tonight, natural help. You don't need natural help. You need God's help. And you always need God's help, even in heaven. Because heaven's going to be such a sparrow. But it's because of Him, you're there. You never come to a place of not needing God. See, that's what Lucifer did. He didn't need God. He wanted to show himself as God. And anytime we do that, we all get out of the will of God. And you can have castles. You can have churches. You can have Sunday schools. You can have revivals. You can have all this stuff, but without the glory of God, it's in vain. Glory. That's from the Lord. It's in vain. We're operating in a land right now that God's not in a lot of things. We need to straighten up and get our priorities together, and God will show Himself known. If those will seek Him tonight, God will straighten your mess out. But the mess that you're in, just give it back to whoever wants it, and they can have it because you can live in heaven. What a bargain. But tonight you need to choose you this day who you will serve. You know, Caleb and Joshua, they went over into the promised land and they came back with a good report. The 12 came back with an evil report. There you go again. It's not the numbers that God's always interested in. It's not by might nor power, but by His Spirit, saith the Lord. God moves to this miraculous. He moves to the supernatural. It's going to take more and more of God to keep me to the day He takes me home. I hate to be a burden, but it's going to be that way. Eternal life is worth too much to me to give in now. Eternal life is too much for everybody. I would not wish to go to heaven if I couldn't help others get there. And I see a depletion of the glory of God so depleted that God wants to restore His faces back to His people. And they might receive pardon, they might receive blessing, they might receive insight, and they might receive power, and they will, because God, the Word of God says in Daniel, that the Lord thy God is going to do great and mighty miracles, blessings in the last hour. God's going to use a mighty strength from heaven. He's going to bind all the strongholds, those who have had men's hearts bound, and set them free to those who seek God. God's going to have a remnant. It's going to be a blessed people. But you're going to have to get rid of all of the heavy weight. You think about what people have to give in. Gideon had too much wheat. God couldn't use it. They'd have been defeated. Gideon would have been a defeated officer. He couldn't have done it. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. He delighteth in our way. Though we shall fall, we shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth us with his mighty hand. Who can be against you if God be for you? God is magnificent. He'll let you come down to that place where you're struggling. And that place tonight is where God wants you to be. Where you've got to trust God for tomorrow. Where you've got to trust Him. You've got to believe in Him. You've got to get down to this place. That dream is getting real tonight, Brother Cliff. That dream that I had is getting real. Because that's what it's coming to. All these that cannot... You know, in that dream I seen these people, Christians, living in latrines. Do you know what latrines are? It's bathrooms. The worst part of bathrooms. It's terrible. In that dream, I seen the Christians saying, oh, I can't leave this. But God shows it as terrible. So terrible, it made me sick, and I didn't know what it was till tonight. Really, God wants us to be above reproach. That's why He can't put His glory upon His church, because His church is not clean. And our cleanness comes through belief. Cleaning comes in believing God. Our cleanness comes in faith in God. That's where we're justified by, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, justified by faith, we serve God. By faith, it's impossible to please Him, for He is rewarded to those that diligently seek Him. We must have faith in the living God, or we're on our way out. You can try to live a good life, which is going to be limited, because we're limited time. It's hard to do within your own framework. And even us Christians got to seek God every day of our life. You're going to get to where it's a little harder for you. You know, not God wishes it. You know, I used to have good coordination. I used to have, never get sick. Never get cold. But I get cold. And I have a little trouble walking sometimes. But that's the way life is. But God wants the Christians to mature that same way in all. You start as a child. Everything's easy when a child. I mean, you learn fast, you grow. But then when a child, become a man, I put away childish things. God says you don't no longer need the bottle. You need to be strong, Lord and Father. You need to be strong in the Lord, the power of God. Put you on the whole armor of God, that we might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Gideon withstood the part because he was obedient to God, saying 300 men. And God came down, blew the trumpets in the right places, and those men killed themselves. But God did it. God did it. He brought the confusion in their camp. It was a mighty miracle. But everything God does is miraculous. And God's going to show greater miracles than we've ever seen in this last hour. We're going to see people healed. I heard today in overseas, out of America, that there's people over there now that's picking dead people up out of the ditches, and they're coming back to life after laying there 3 or 4 days. The person told me, I know they wouldn't lie. That's what God, I knew this, that's what God, but America, we're sort of departed. God sort of departed. He's going where the action is. Gideon didn't have to go very far for the action. When the action leaves, didn't really need Gideon. And God's the same way. When the action's gone, God says, bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'll see you. You better be ready. I'm coming soon. Can you hear me? No, I don't hear you. He said, I'm coming. I'm coming. Be ready. Get ready, for I'm coming soon. Look up your redemption, draw nigh. Come to me, and I shall lift up thy burden. Those who cast their cares upon me, I will take them, and I sustain thee, and I shall help thee, and I shall deliver to thee, says the Spirit of God. Call to me, and I shall answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not of. I, the Lord thy God, shall supply thy every need. I shall go before thee. If thou shalt seek my face and become dependent on the Lord thy God, I shall uplift thee, and I shall counsel thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall direct thee, and thou shalt live with me forever and ever and ever, says the Spirit of God. For those who do not yield that way shall not live with me forever and ever. said the Spirit of God. Can you imagine, said the Spirit of God, the confusion that's going to take place in this country that you live in? Can you imagine the heartaches when I take my people out and when they see earthquakes, that they'll see things that's going to happen. This land is going to be very shakable very soon. There's going to be many cities that's going to fall. Many troubles are going to be upon this land. But I, the Lord thy God, have chosen that I might walk upright and we walk in my sound guidance. My people are not sound minded. They are thinking about all the things they hear in this world. And I say their minds are not sound in the Lord thy God. For that they are very diversified. They go to my spirit and then they go back to the other spirit and they go up and down, in and out. And I say that diversification will take them nowhere with the Lord their God. Thou must be single to me, and that when I'll stay single, I shall bless thee. But I say there's too many things in thy camp. Thou must sell out this night. Thou must sell out and depend tremendously upon the Lord thy God. If thou shalt sell out to me, I shall let you live. If thou shalt sell out to me, thou shalt be wise, and I shall bless thee. Does not my word declare, if thou shalt lay up treasures upon earth, thou shalt be weak. But if thou shalt lay up your treasure upon heaven, thou shalt receive these rewards forever and ever. I say, whatever thou shalt lay up thy growth, it shall be a treasure for you. But if thou shalt lay up treasures upon earth, they shall bring thee down below the earth, and thou shalt meet them in a darkness separated from me, the Lord thy God. But if thou shalt lay up in thyself treasures upon heaven, I shall give thee eternal life, and I shall bless thee, and thou will not have to be afraid, and I shall insulate thee from the powers of darkness shall come thy way. I say many are not prepared to meet what's the oncoming slot's going to be. I say without my protection, without my guidance, my love, my deliverance, and my blessing, thou cannot make it. Thou shall be like the 30,000. Thou will not be able to stand. But I say if thou shall be like the 300, I shall deliver thee. Does not see that that's what my word declares. It's going to be a narrow way. Eternity needs to turn. My word is true. I see all these haughty ones saying, oh, they're going to see great things, but they do not know the Spirit of the Lord. They are walking in their own vain imaginations. And those vain imaginations will take them down to a place of improper living from the Lord their God. They'll be separated from my love. They'll be separated from my power. Even though they're going in my name at this hour, I say there'll come a time when they'll have to say they were wrong. When they find themselves at the bottom, they will say, I am wrong. For I'm here this day to justify those. Come to me, and I shall save thee, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.